I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I referred Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. We got a lot to do, and we're picking up some of the pieces from yesterday that I thought was just astounding. But we got into it towards the end of the show, and a lot of you who wanted to weigh in could not. Also, on the show today, the kids are getting ready to go back to school. Hard to believe it, man. Summer just flew by. And a lot of you are thinking about their health care and the health care of others in your family. Dale Bellis will join us from Liberty HealthShare at 9:30. Jim Marchant, one of the rising stars of the Republican Party in Nevada, will join us in studio. We'll also check in with Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. By the way, do you know what's really fun? We've started to get a bunch of calls from Rancho Mirage and Indio and Thermal and Palm Springs. And yes, Indian Wells. Jim Yoder always reminds me he's from Indian Wells, where everything's perfect. Jim Yoder will join us just after 11 o'clock, and we'll get his view of the world from the Coachella Valley. But first I want to go back to something that came up on one of the Sunday shows. Actually, this was not on one of the Sunday shows. This was actually from HBO and Bill Maher. And it was Steve Schmidt. Steve Schmidt is always branded as a GOP strategist. The problem is, I don't know that he could get a job being a strategist for anybody that's a Republican. This guy's gone over to the dark side on MSNBC. Listen to him.
What we're seeing is five things. We're seeing somebody go to mass rallies, constantly lie to incite fervor in a cult of personality base. We're seeing him make victimization honorable. They're all right. Victims, right? We're seeing the allegation of conspiracy, the deep state, hidden nefarious movements that only the leader can see. We see the scapegoating of mass of minority populations, vulnerable populations. And then lastly, the assertion that I need to exercise these powers that no president has ever claimed to have. This is deliberate. This is an assault on objective truth. And once you get people to surrender their sovereignty, that what is true is what the leader says is true. What is true is what the leader believes is true, even though what's true is staring you in the face. When that happens, You're no longer living in a democratic republic.
Right.
35% of this country has checked out. They have joined a cult. They are obedient. They're obedient to the leader. And this is straight out of 1984 with Winston at the
yes.
end of the book, when the party official is holding up four fingers and says, Winston, how many fingers there are? Winston in tears says, I see only four. And the leader of the party says, but it could be three or it could be five. It is what the party tells you. And that is when democracy dies in America.
What an insult to the 63 million of you that voted for Donald J. Trump in November of 2016. What an incredible insult. Last week, do you remember last week? We were the first to bring you this whole new talking point that somehow Trump supporters are brainwashed. It's mind control. Pure and simple. You left your critical thinking skills at the door. Steve Schmidt is picking up on that. That apparently you're not smart enough or gifted enough to think through this whole Trump thing. Is that what we're facing right now? That's what Steve Schmidt is trying to sell. And he did this on HBO over the weekend. I want to find out from you. If you're among the 63 million people that voted for Donald J. Trump, are you being duped in some way? I want to find out if this is a bunch of mind control, if you're simply brainwashed. I'm going to give you the phone number right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Just because you don't really listen to the lamestream media, if you've given up on getting your talking points from the lamestream media, and you like the Trump rallies, does that mean then that you're simply brainwashed? Incapable of critical thinking skills? Is that really what that means? Call me right now, because I want to find out from you. Is Steve Schmidt right? Or all those people last week that were talking about being brainwashed? Are we just brainwashed? Are we just a bunch of Robotrons responding to the verbal stimuli of the president and his people? We're going to find out. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to your calls. And we'll find out if the 63 million people that followed the president to the voting booths all across the country, we're going to find out, are you brainwashed or have you simply tuned out the lamestream fake news media? I happen to think that you've given up on the lamestream fake news media. That when you see all these breaking news from MSNBC or CNN, you just tune it out. It's like white noise. Your call's coming up. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let our producer, Jameson, know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. We'll give you some extra love. We might even move you up in line. Yeah. Yeah, if you're a first-time caller, let Jameson know. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local. Now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC-insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business.
And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Dale Bell is coming up bottom of the hour. The latest on your family's health care. Everybody's getting ready for back to school next week, at least here in southern Nevada. And I got to tell you, people are just going crazy. I mean, Walmart, have you been to Walmart? Walmart. Difficult place to be right now. because you're being overrun by back-to-school folks, moms and kids, and it's not for the faint of heart. To your phone calls we go. Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Walmart's always difficult. It's a torture chamber getting out. You got to run the gauntlet. But as far as your question, I'm gonna take both positions.
Mike. That's great talk radio. Well, I'm going to take both positions. But go ahead. You're forgiven.
Thank you. I think he crossed the line when he said the press is the enemy of the people. I think he's got to back away from that. There is a danger of a cult of personality. Absolutely. So I think our boys should back away from that. Problem is, he's right. That's both positions. I was listening to Fox News yesterday commenting on one of his rallies. This is Fox News. You know what they said? He didn't mention the Russia thing, collusion. He didn't mention it. So the press is obsessed with this Russia thing, even Fox, and that's a form of brainwashing. The big lie over and over again, repeating and repeating. So that's what I mean by I'm taking both sides. He should back away. It's a dangerous thing to say, but the press, can be an absolute danger. And anybody propagandizing constantly can be. But it's dangerous what he said. He just says these things. I don't think it's in a danger thing, but it's a dangerous thing to say. Would you, as a member of the press, would you not? If Obama said that Fox is a danger to the people, the left would go nuts. They'd say the man is unhinged, and correctly so. Well, what you're a member of the press. Well, what do you think?
Well, frankly, I don't even listen to the lamestream media other than for purposes of the show. As we always joke kind of on the straight.
You listen to the opposition Sunday shows that we don't.
Yeah. So you guys can go to brunch. Go to church.
Right, right.
Go play golf.
I don't go to church or play golf, but I thank you for that, so I don't have to we don't have to watch. But if Obama said this, put it in perspective. So yeah, but he's gonna counterpunch and we have to put up with that, and the press is promoting hysteria. Including Lindsey Graham. I can't stand the guy. I mean, it's like McCain. Just because he's pro-life, he wants to kill everybody else. These boys never met a war they didn't like. Maybe Lindsey Graham is mad because his mother called him Lindsey. You got some other callers on this? You should.
We will. Mike, thanks, man. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We've just freed up a line. You can sneak through right now. 1-844. The number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things we're going to tackle in this half hour, and that is this whole notion that we are in some way brainwashed, that the president is conducting mind control drills, and that we are powerless. We simply respond to the stimuli. That doesn't give us a whole lot of credit for critical thinking skills. You tell me. Are these people right? That are trying to sell us on the notion that what we've got here is brainwashing. Steve Schmidt says, these people aren't thinking. They're simply under the control of the president and the leader's message. Can I tell you something? That is incredibly insulting. And it doesn't give us, you and me, a lot of credit. I find that abhorrent. And it's insulting. Let's go to clinical. Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I got 2 points, so 1 minute each. First one is something to lighten up your show a little bit. Do you like animals, dogs? I think you love dogs, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, two dogs walking down the street, an Irish setter and a German shepherd walking together. The Irish setter looks at the shepherd and says, "You look very depressed. Well, what's wrong?" He says, "Well, my girlfriend's going out with a Dalmatian, and my owners treat me very badly." The setter says, "And well, you should see a psychologist or a psychiatrist." The shepherd says, "I'd like to, but I can't. I'm not allowed on the couch." Okay. Now I'll get to my. You didn't like that.
Yeah, that's all right. Let's stick to the here and now. Go ahead.
Okay. You said yesterday I couldn't get through. People are trying to equate Trump to Stalin because of what he said about enemy of the people. Well, number one, he has nothing to do with killing people as far as Trump goes. That's not what they're talking about. It comes from the Communist Manifesto. Lenin said a free press is the opiate of the people. Stalin said the free press is the enemy of the people. And all they're trying to do is equate what Trump says, the press, which is a free press, is the enemy of the people. That's what Stalin said, but he didn't mean it as to Trump wants to kill everybody like Stalin did. He was a murdering dictator. But what he said was true. It's what Stalin said. The free press is an enemy of the people, and that's very autocratic.
And by the way, did he say enemy of the people or did he say enemy of the state? Because there's a difference. I thought he said enemy of the state, but...
Well, he's both. He said it's the opiate of the people and the enemy of the state, which is very close to the same.
Yep. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. In fact, I've got two lines open right now. You can squeeze. Yeah, you can squeeze through. 844, the number 2, Nevada. For those of you just joining us, you might have gotten to the show late. We heard over the weekend people talking about how they were comparing the president to Stalin. All Stalin did was, kill 23 million people. Donald J. Trump hasn't done any of that. No, he hasn't done any of that stuff. But yet with the lamestream media, the latest, they couldn't do it with collusion. They couldn't do it with obstruction of justice. It looks like by as early as this afternoon, they may wrap up the negotiations with Robert Mueller. And it looks like nothing may happen. Nothing. You got Rick Gates singing like a canary at the Paul Manafort trial. But now we're going to get to the cross-examination. Things may be different by this afternoon. The fact is that the lamestream media and the resistance is trying anything it can to shut down this president. Anything. By any means. We'll see what you think. A lot of you getting ready for back to school. That means physicals and all that other shots and everything. Hey! It's time to start thinking about your health care, that of you and your family. And if you don't want to have to wait till November and open enrollment for Obamacare, you better listen up. We've got some news on that front. Not breaking news, but some news on that front. We'll tell you about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Now, here in southern Nevada, we're getting ready to go back to school next week. The Walmarts and the other big box stores are full up with kids and parents and number 2 pencils and tablets and all kinds of different things. But a lot of parents are in the midst of school physicals and all kinds, and that means your health care. And it points out that a lot of people are really unhappy with their health care. They're unhappy with Obamacare. They're dying to get out from under it. And now it turns out they can. Joining us now, our friend Dale Bellis, the executive director of LibertyHealthShare.org, doing such a great job for families all across the country and a lot of them right here in the state of Nevada. Dale, how you been?
Doing wonderfully well, Kevin. I remember those number two pencils.
I do too.
That's a great one, buddy.
That may be a slightly dated reference, but what the hell?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, though. I know a lot of families that are really concerned. You know, you throw the kids into the mix and you get, a mom, a dad, four or five kids. That's an expensive health care hit every year, and a lot of families are trying to get out from under Obamacare, but they know that the open enrollment isn't until, what, November, December. Can you talk a little bit about the alternative, that there is an opportunity for people to opt out right now today? They can get out effective today, can they not?
Healthcare is on everyone's mind, and it's a topic of conversation. A lot of folks are even frozen in place, as you've just referenced, not knowing exactly what can or cannot be engaged in as an alternative. And we're here, Liberty Health Share, to say there's a whole different means or methodology for meeting healthcare costs. We've been taught for generations health insurance is the only way to pay medical bills. We're here to say, no, there's a different methodology. It's called healthcare sharing, and we're not subject to the open enrollment period. Folks can enroll at any month in the course of the year and simply engage in their own personalized healthcare reform and join a like-minded community where we're sharing each other's medical bills and returning the power and the engagement back to the individual customer.
Dale, you always talk about, and I know we've talked both on and off air over the years, about the new paradigm, that you really have to change how you think about healthcare and healthcare delivery in our country. Can you talk about the differences? Worrying about bean counters back in Connecticut or someplace versus members actually making decisions for themselves.
It's really a difference between centrally controlled and customer controlled. That's it in its essence. When we send our money away to an insurance company, or the government provides it, or an employer provides it, it's a central organization or decision maker controlling not only the care I access, but the payment of that care. Under that scenario with an insurance company, I don't even know what the price is. I'm not motivated to inquire. I never even see a bill, and I'm really not engaged in the care and the costs associated with it. With healthcare sharing, it's our money at stake. It comes from our pockets and the pockets of our fellow members, and that just simply changes the mentality. Because now when I'm at the counter, I'm making decisions about my health care and the care of my health. I'm eliminating unnecessary care, evaluating the treatment plan, discarding duplicative tests, and because it's my money. And that just simply changes the mindset completely.
I loved during the run-up to Obamacare that we want to drive down that arc, for health care. But in fact, health care keeps costing more and more and more dollars in the Obamacare model. I want to ask you, and maybe you track this, I'm sure you do, are your clients, are your members, are they spending less on health care?
They do spend less on health care. In fact, we have 100,000 cost containment households. Every one of our household members are in that mindset. We're responsible for our health. We're responsible for those costs. And it's our money at stake, both as a group and a community and as an individual. And that really does drive those costs. Containment decisions. The problem on the insurance side and the reason why we see those rising costs and even skyrocketing expenses is because of what the industry refers to as a moral hazard. If somebody else is paying the bill, I tend and do, in fact, spend more than if it's my money at stake.
That is incredible. So it was, you know, we were supposed to be bringing down a health care cost under Obamacare, and it turned out it did exactly the opposite.
It's a wrong model. There's a flaw in the very model itself. That's the error that when it's being paid out of somebody else's pocket, then it might tend to overspend, to overconsume, and not really care about costs. We've got to, in America today, we've got to change the flow of dollars so that it comes from the individual consumer, and we have a sense of engagement, and we've really got skin in that healthcare dollar game.
Again, Dale Bellis joining us, Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. He's become kind of a go-to guy when it comes to healthcare and healthcare costs. Do you see this as sustainable? What you're doing right now today at Liberty HealthShare, I think the rest of the nation needs to take a good long look at it. But more than that, is this something that is sustainable that you can keep bringing down the cost of healthcare?
It is, because it puts into the hands of the individual customer the decisions and control about the cost of their health. We practice that principle in every other area of our economic life, whether it's going to a car repair shop or purchasing a lawnmower or going to a restaurant. We're reviewing those costs and comparing what's posted as a price against the purchase that we've just engaged in. We've got to take that mentality and inject it into the healthcare arena, because that's what will truly make it sustainable.
And by the way, I was at a TGI Fridays the other day, and I saw they were advertising, you know, two meats, three proteins, and all for like $14.
And people, and you mix and match.
Exactly. No, but the people get what they want, but they spend less. That's what we should be doing, right?
That is the principle of economics that proves itself over and over again, and we just simply have to unleash the individual consumer appetite because they when they have money at stake. That is precisely what will bring costs down and will sustain it for the long term.
Dale, I want to ask you, because I have always said, and I think we may have mentioned this on a program years ago, that a healthcare program is only as good as your ability to get in, see a doctor, be treated, and be treated fairly. How do doctors regard Liberty HealthShare?
Well, this is where we're seeing the revolution in terms of consumer or customer-based healthcare really show itself, because the provider community is leading the way towards these kinds of solutions. They respond overwhelmingly positively to Liberty HealthShare and healthcare sharing because the reimbursements from the members to the doctors are prompt, it's reasonable, it's fair, and it's the individual patient who's in charge of the care of their health. That's what they went to medical school for, not to be engaged in a lot of administrative red tape, which unfortunately many of them are entangled in. It really does bring the patient and doctor relationship back to the fore.
You know, one of the things that I love about Liberty HealthShare, and I've heard this from member after member after member after member, is how easy it is to sign up. I've got friends who have signed up, and they say, you're not going to believe how easy it is. Now, this is in the face of healthcare.gov, that nightmare that we all experienced 4 or 5 years ago. And you got lost. You got lost in healthcare.gov. Your system is so simple and user-friendly. Can you explain how somebody gets involved, finds out more about Liberty HealthShare?
Well, first go to our website, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. There's a place there to ask for an information packet. We call it a decision guide, Kevin, and it gets delivered electronically to your email. So just with your name and email address, we'll deliver. It's chock full of information and helpful guidance regarding healthcare sharing. So get the decision guide. Secondly, call the toll-free number. We have a contact center with the folks available and ready as a trusted advisor to walk someone through this decision regarding healthcare sharing versus health insurance, et cetera. So talk to one of the advisors. Review the page of the website. There's a great frequently asked questions page and a big button that says enroll now. And you can do it online. It's electronic. It takes about 15 minutes to fill out the information. Someone will be back in touch within 72 to 96 hours and walk you through the intake process. And we focus very intently on making it customer friendly because that's really our intention. It's not what we do administratively at Liberty HealthShare. It's what the members accomplish month to month, sharing each other's medical expenses. And so we're here to simply facilitate that engagement.
The other thing I love about Liberty HealthShare is the ability that you have to help people, to make people better. None of us are perfect. And some of us have high cholesterol. Some of us are battling type 1 or type 2 diabetes. We overeat. We may consume too much alcohol. And one of the things that I love about what you do, you've got specialists right there on site who can help people. Can you talk a little bit about the wellness aspect of what it is Liberty HealthShare does?
Well, we are a health-conscious community, and as you've just said, it doesn't mean we're all healthy, but we're conscious and aware of the care of our health for two reasons. One, it's our money, number one, and that helps reduce costs. But number two, we really have a shared value that says our bodies are temples, and we have a moral and spiritual obligation to care for our health. And so we welcome folks to join us with pre-existing conditions like high blood pressure or heart disease.
It is live and local now, and we are back. We had a momentary catastrophic failure, but that stuff happens, you know. Our thanks to Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. Sorry we had to end abruptly, so to speak. We're going to take a quick break.
5194.
Or we might, let's see, are we going to take a break? Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to more on this Steve Schmidt thing. You're not going to believe this. We're under mind control. We're brainwashed. Yeah, it's sad. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. They're still talking about Russian collusion. Let's go to cut five. I'm going to try and see if I can squeeze this in. And again, our thanks to Dale Bellis, Executive Director, Liberty HealthShare. You want to check them out, libertyhealthshare.org. But Judge Andrew Napolitano, yesterday on Fox, laid out, maybe as well as I've seen it laid out, this whole issue of Russian collusion. And there is some danger, maybe for Don Jr., because he's testified about it. But here's Judge Andrew Napolitano yesterday on Fox.
There is no such legal concept as collusion. The word does not appear in any federal statute that's relevant to this case. So when someone says collusion is not a crime, and therefore nobody involved in the Trump Tower meeting committed a crime, that's a false premise, because it presumes that collusion is worth investigating. Since it doesn't exist, you can't analyze it. So here's what the statute prohibits. Federal law prohibits the receipt by people running a campaign of information or anything of value from a foreign person, entity, or government. It prohibits soliciting that, and it prohibits agreeing to solicit it. The agreement is called a conspiracy, an agreement to do something wrong. So there's three potential crimes here: soliciting the information, receiving the information, or agreeing to receive the information.
But the president making it very clear in that tweet
Nothing came of that meeting, and he didn't know about it.
That's the problem for defense lawyers in conspiracy cases. They don't have to be successful because the essence of the crime is the agreement, not the acts that the agreement contemplates, if you follow me. So if the people in Trump Tower agreed to receive dirt on Hillary from Russian persons, entities, or the Russian government, it doesn't matter if they never received it because the agreement is what is the crime. And I suggest to you that is what Bob Mueller is looking at. And that's the problem, not so much for the president, but for his son and for the others who participated in that.
Okay, so despite the media frenzy, if you will, over this tweet, this is nothing new, and the president said something very similar before. So what are you able to conclude from what you have seen?
That the president should be worried about his son. His son testified in secret, under oath, to the United States Senate. We don't know what that testimony was. Did he tell them what he told the public, which is that this was about Russian adoptions? Or did he tell them what he told his father, which is that this was about Hillary?
Here's my problem with all of this. And there may be nothing. Don Jr. may, and by the way, Don Jr. has been in this very studio sitting in the chair just to my left. And he is a good guy. And it may be at the end of the day that he did nothing wrong. That won't stop the lamestream fake news media from dredging up all kinds of stuff. Coming up, we're going to get a chance to visit with Jim Marchant. It is so vitally important. If you live in the state of Nevada and you're tired of seeing Nevada look more like SoCal, it's more important than ever that you don't just vote for Republicans, but you work for them. You contribute to them. Remember, you know, even if you live where I live in District 35, I care desperately what goes on in, say, District 37, because that's where Jim Marchant is. A good, reliable, Republican, conservative vote. I got to make sure he gets elected. And people in 37 got to make sure that my guy gets elected in 35. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. Own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.